Hey guys, it's Scott Harris, your ultimate coach, where we train the world's best coaches. Stop by and say thank you, thank you, thank you for turning up for the second video in our Mastering Your Time video series. Now, if you didn't watch the first video or you're just jumping onto this fast-moving train, let me give you a quick recap of kind of what we just covered in our first video. Real quick, we talked about that if you want to get more time right now, if you want more time physically to have more hours in your day, more days in your week, more weeks in your months, right now you have to do three things. Number one, you must track and measure. You gotta track and measure in your health, in your wealth, and in your time. If you're not tracking and measuring, where is your time currently going right now? Where are you using it effectively? Where are you wasting it? Where is there maybe some slippage? We gotta track and measure. Number two, you have to understand that you cannot do everything. You can do anything because you're awesome, but you can't do everything, which means you have to learn to say no, you have to learn how to leverage things, and you have to learn how to let some things go. And we'll chat more about that as this video series unrolls. And the third step we talked about to getting more time right now is ultimately, before I teach you even more skills and tools, I asked you to go and decide if you really want to master your time. Did you make an emotional, intellectual, visceral, gut decision that you want to learn how to master your time right now? And I asked you to do some homework, which was write down what are all the emotions you're currently feeling about time, both resourceful ones, optimistic and full of expectancy and full of hope and full of looking forward and excitement to next year, and maybe also some frustration, some overwhelm, some frazzlement, some sense of always being behind. Either way, I want you to write them down because we want to use that as fuel to jump into the next step right now, and that is simply this. The topic of today's video is really powerful, and it's about doing one simple thing, and that is, how do I make sure that I avoid the three big mistakes that I promise you almost everybody makes? How do I avoid the three big mistakes? Now, how can I say this? I can say this because I've made them. I've been looking at planning and scheduling and designing my life for the last 20 years now, and I can tell you, in my own life, in the coaching work I've done, intimately one-on-one with people and in front of thousands of people, I can tell you, there's three big mistakes I consistently see come up again and again and again in the way that people handle or truthfully mishandle their time, and you want to avoid this. So again, rules of the game, take notes, make sure you have a pen and paper or a journal in front of you. Number two, make sure you have fun, you find ways to fully utilize this moment. And thirdly, of course, make sure you play full out by asking questions, which by the way, some of you guys did awesome. We had some great questions and great comments and great feedback from our first video series. So the first of the three big mistakes you want to avoid is you want to make sure that you are always, 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 always making sure you're doing your planning. Because the biggest mistake that most people do is they don't plan. Now, you've heard the fortune cookie. You've probably had the fortune cookie from the Chinese restaurant or the Thai restaurant or wherever you went, and you opened it up and it said, failing to plan means you're planning to fail. It sounds like a cliche, but it's really true. You know, I'm astounded that people will pay me literally a six-figure number to coach them for a pretty short period of time, and one of the first things I'll say is, all right, dude, show me your schedule. All right, ma'am, show me your planner. And they're like, planner? I got my goals list, but I haven't got a planner. I'm busy. I know what I'm doing today, and I got to be up at 5 a.m., and I got to keep going till midnight. I'm like, seriously, not planning, failing to plan. I mean your day, I mean your week, I mean your month, I mean your quarter, I mean your year, maybe even the next 3 to 5 years. That stuff is crazy. So if you're currently not planning, if you're currently not starting every day with a clear idea of what's going to happen and when it's going to happen, I don't mean an idea in here. This is the last place you want to make any major decisions. This is the last place you want to have your plan set out. Trust me, if your head's like mine, it's busy, it's noisy, it's chaotic, it's a little confused sometimes. We want to make sure that on paper, literally on paper, in a book, in a journal, in your success manual, you're planning your week, your day, your month, your year. In fact, that's one of the things I teach. I have a program where for 3 days, I sit down and not just do I teach people how to do their planning, I actually have them do their planning while they're in the room. So if you're currently not planning right now, here's my immediate coaching for you. It's immediate. And my immediate coaching is avoid doing this. Seriously, whatever system you've got right now, start using it. If you haven't got one, get one. Start the day with a blank piece of paper and say, great, what are the 3 to 5 to 7 things that are most important for me to get done right now? Now you may say, Scott, 3 to 5, I have 72. I understand that. But in the beginning, I want you to get, as part of the follow-on from last video about making an emotional decision, deciding to master your time, you now have to decide to say, I am going to become a planner. I'm going to be that person that plans my week, that plans my day, that plans my schedule, that plans what's going to happen as my life unfolds. That's the first mistake you want to absolutely 100% avoid, because I promise you, that stuff will get in the way.